Well, well, spring is here for sure.
It certainly looks like it, Clem.
And there you put the old bench out, and I catch the proprietor of Peter's machine shop sneaking out for a smoke under the old oak tree. I know spring is here, no mistake.
Well, we ain't got anything so rushing to do this morning anyway. Sit down, Clem. Make yourself comfortable there.
Just for a minute. I got a list of errands to do for the old lady.
Oh, well, a few minutes one way or the other.
Yeah, I'd sooner spend a few minutes this way than arguing with Miss Knockwurst about what number sewing machine thread Agatha told me to get.
You know, someday, Clem, I'm afraid you'll go and call her Miss Knockwurst right to her face.
Don't mind if I do. Just as good any day as whatever her real name's supposed to be.
Bockhorst, Clem.
Well, what'd I tell you?
Have some of my tobacco, Clem?
No, thanks. Got my own with me for a change.
Well, I got a look at her this morning.
Eh? You got a look at who?
This here sister of Carlton, the girl's been talking so much about.
Oh, you did, huh?
Uh-huh.
How's that?
Well, just before you stopped by now, not more than 15 minutes ago, her and her brother and Dave Hunter hiked right by the shop here.
Well, what's she like, anyway?
Well, now, I happened to be inside the shop when they come by, but from what I could see, she's a mighty nice-looking young lady.
Hmm. What type?
What?
What type? Tall and skinny, short and fat, dull and droopy, or... Did she look like she's got some pep to her?
Well, my goodness, Clem, I just caught a flying glimpse of her.
Well, that's all you need, my boy, to get a general idea of where she belongs. More than likely she's a sprightly type, judging by her brother.
Well, I couldn't really say, Clem. She was dressed awful elegant, though.
Don't mean a thing. So David Hunter was with him, was he?
Yes, he was. He was walking between the two of them.
Well, I suppose he'll take a shine to her, being at a loose end now.
Why, Clem, she's a married woman.
From all I hear, her husband's not coming down here with her.
No, but just the same.
For all we know, she's ditched him someplace and don't intend to come back and call for him.
Oh, my goodness, Clem.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, Curly, if there was fireworks in Monticello.
Fireworks?
Yes, sir.
Why, Clem, how do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. I just got a kind of an inspiration of something being in the wind. Lonesome young wife, pretty one at that, and a good-looking young fella like David that's just got himself unengaged. Dynamite, Curly. Dynamite.
Well, whether Clem is just exercising his famous imagination or whether there's really something to this prediction or not, I think we'd all like to join Carlton, his sister Marilyn Owens, and David Hunter over at the Brewster house, which they're inspecting right now. We'll join them in a moment, after I've had just a few words with you. Here are five good, sound, sensible reasons why syrup Pepsin is the right laxative to give your children. First, it's mild and gentle and kind to tender little inner workings. Second, syrup Pepsin is a vegetable laxative. Third, it's a liquid. You yourself measure exactly the amount your children need, a little more for the older children, and a little less for the very young. Fourth, you can reduce the amount you give your child gradually so that you encourage nature herself to get back to work again. Fifth and finally, syrup Pepsin is the most delicious medicine that your child ever tasted. Here are five good, sound, sensible reasons why your child deserves to have Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin combined with laxative center compound when he needs a laxative. I challenge you to try to find another laxative that has all these good points for children, and I warn you in advance that it can't be done. So why be satisfied with anything less good than Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin, especially when syrup Pepsin costs so very little and is so easy to get? It's the only laxative that you need in the house because it's right for every member of the family, from baby to grandpa. How about phoning your druggist right this moment for a great big family-sized bottle of Dr. Caldwell's syrup Pepsin? Now we'll join Carlton Ross, his sister Mrs. Marilyn Owens, and David Hunter. They've just been going through the old empty Brewster house, one of the two places in Monticello which Carlton and his sister are considering. Mrs. Owens just came down to Monticello yesterday, so she and David haven't had much of an opportunity to get acquainted. Now, they've come back to the living room of the house, and they're standing in front of a window seat, which is flooded with friendly and inviting sunshine.
Well, now that we've seen the whole place, let's sit down and think about it. Thank goodness somebody had the sense to build a window seat into this house. Otherwise, where would we sit?
Whoa, watch out. You're sitting in 5 years' dirt.
Oh, you should let me wipe off a space for you.
Oh, a little dust won't show on this tweed. If you gentlemen want to spread handkerchiefs for yourself to sit on, go ahead.
Yeah, well, if you think I won't. Now, I'd look cute, wouldn't I, walking around town with a patch of gray dust on the back of my trousers?
Well, I think I'll chance it.
Oh, afraid of looking like a sissy, huh? Not me.
Oh, I don't think it'll show on Mr. Hunter's light suit either. Doesn't this sun feel wonderful on your back?
Especially in this cold, deserted house.
Yes. I wonder why empty houses have such an unearthly coldness about them. Probably because they're empty and lonely.
Well, this place has had plenty of chance to lose any human warmth it ever had. Guess it's been empty for 5 or 6 years.
I wonder who lived here before. Why they moved away. Once upon a time, it must have been a lovely, cozy home. The center of the universe for somebody.
I don't know anything about it, except that it used to belong to a family by the name of Brewster.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Brewsters were old settlers in this territory. At least 2 generations lived here for a full lifetime each. And then a 3rd generation grew up and moved away. And there was only the old man left here all alone.
Oh, poor old soul.
I think he's still living. Seems to me somebody told me that he left Monticello to live with a son or daughter out on the West Coast.
Well, let's hope the sunshine and the perpetual summer out there helps to make up for the home he lost.
Oh, don't worry about him. He probably started a new life all over again out there under the palm trees. Anybody want a cigarette?
Not I, thank you.
No, I'll have one, thanks.
Be careful where you put the ashes now, David. This may be our house, you know.
Well, in that case, maybe I better use our old high school trick of putting the ashes in the cuff of my trousers.
Yeah, good.
Can't you just imagine what kind of a home this was? Look, you can see the outline of the pictures they used to have on the wall. Big oval pictures. Family portraits.
And the bouquet under glass made out of somebody's hair.
Good Lord.
Right opposite us, you can see the outline of a sofa that used to stand against that wall. A sofa with a carved back.
I wish that sofa were here right now. I'm getting sleepy
sitting in the sun.
At 8:30 in the morning? Oh, it's a fine way to begin the day.
Incidentally, speaking of beginning the day, I suppose Dave's got to get out to school, and I ought to be down at the Caldwell Company right now. And we still haven't heard what you think of this place.
Oh, should we go? We could talk about it on the way down to the square.
No, that's all right now. Let's stay here so we know what we're talking about. Otherwise, I'll be talking about the east bedroom, and you'll tell me there wasn't any, that it was all fireplace chimneys on that side of the house. Or else we'll forget if the darn place had any stairways or if you had to get upstairs by the way of a ladder.
It's a pretty big place, don't you think?
It is big. I'm afraid it's probably too big for us.
Oh, I don't know. Now, the extra room down here I can use for a study if nobody cares.
Oh, yes, but there are dozens of bedrooms upstairs.
2 or 3. It seems to me I counted 3 good-sized bedrooms and 1 that you could use as a playroom for kidding.
Oh, but these first-floor rooms, they're awfully big, Carlton. Think of the rug you'd need to cover all this floor space.
Well, why cover it? It's probably a darn good hardwood floor, if you ever get down to it through the dirt.
Oh, but you don't want to go tramping around on acres and acres of bare floor, Carl. Think how that would sound.
Well, when you got some furniture in, it won't echo the way it does now.
It's a lovely old place. But the backyard and the garden really aren't nearly as big.
What? Nearly as big as what?
Why, the house we looked at yesterday.
Oh. Well, no, but I thought you said the grounds were too big there, that we'd never get the weeds cut so we could see the street from our front window.
Well, we could have someone in to help once in a while. Mm. I could certainly keep up the garden after we had it started.
Are you fond of gardens?
Well, I really don't know very much about it, but I'd like to learn.
It's pretty hard work, especially if you aren't used to it.
Yeah, you're darn right. That's what I've been trying to tell her.
The harder it is, the better I like it. But look, Carlton, you haven't said which house you like best.
Oh, either one's okay with me. It's really you and Kitty ought to be the ones to decide. After all, you'll be here a lot more than I will.
Well, I know, but unfortunately, most of the expense is going to have to be yours.
Well, what of it? I'd just as soon live in one place as the other. Seems to me it's a toss-up.
Now, why don't you go back and have another look at the place we saw yesterday?
Oh, I will.
In a way, I suppose this place is a bit more on the practical side.
Why?
Well, for one thing, the grounds are smaller. For another, the kitchen's been done over recently, and so it's more modern, efficient.
Oh, but I love an old-fashioned kitchen. I don't care if it isn't quite so efficient.
This place has a side porch, and the other one hasn't. Oh,
well, we could only use that in the summer anyway.
Here we have a back stairway going up the second floor and a stairway in the front hall. Over there, of course, you've only got 1 stairway at the second floor.
Well, that's just as well. Then there are that many less steps to keep swept and scrubbed.
Well, except for the extra work there might be keeping those stairs in shape, it looks to me as though there'd be less housework here than the other place.
Oh, but I told you, Carlton, I don't mind the work a bit. In fact, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. listen, David, have you been following all this?
I beg your pardon. What did you say, Carl?
Well, pardon me. I just wanted to know if you were following this. The way you were looking at Marilyn, I thought maybe you were thinking the same thing I was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was staring.
Well, were you? Oh, I'm quite all right. What have I done now, Carl?
Well, you've just doubled back on your own arguments two or three times and contradicted yourself backward and forward. Why?
Why what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're putting up a terrific argument in favor of the house next to Miller's.
Why, no, I'm not. We were just comparing the two places.
Yeah, when I said this place had two stairways and that had one, you said one stairway was better because it meant less work.
Well, yes, that's true, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And the next second I said, on the whole, this place meant less housework. And what did you say?
Why, I said that... I said I would welcome the work.
Yeah, just a second after you argued in favor of one stairway, which meant less work. Well, come on now, out with it. What's the idea? Did you discover signs of a hidden treasure over in the house next to Miller's?
It wasn't a hidden treasure, Carlton.
Uh-huh. So you have got a reason for talking that place up.
I've been thinking about that little boy we met over there yesterday.
The boy? Oh, Jimmy Miller.
I like him, Carl.
Sure, he's a swell kid. I told you what.
He's just about the nicest youngster I ever ran into.
Kitty doesn't have any brother to play with, and I think there's nothing more important for a little girl than to have the right kind of playmates. Boys as well as girls.
Well, that's true enough.
And, well, while I know you can't force children into friendship, I've got an idea that Kitty and that boy could be very good friends. So if I've been, more or less unconsciously, arguing for the other house... I guess you could blame Jimmy Miller for that, Carlton.
Well, I don't know why that isn't as good a reason as any for choosing a house to live in, according to the neighbors you'll have.
Psychologists seem to think it's pretty well established that having the right friends in childhood helps us to pick the right friends and the right husband or wife later on.
Yes, it should work that way, shouldn't it? Like so many nice theories, it doesn't always work.
Was Marilyn Owens referring to the story of her own apparently tragic romance? So far, we know very little of her story, but as we listen in on the line from now on, we will certainly learn more about her life. Remember, we were talking on the line a little while ago about the fact that syrup pepsin is an ideal laxative for children because it's mild, gentle, and made in delicious liquid form that they love to take. But syrup pepsin is not by any means a children's laxative. It's right for the entire family. Because of its convenient liquid form, you can easily measure the exact amount for everybody. And here is a highly important item. Syrup pepsin costs very little to buy, and your first purchase of syrup pepsin is your last for a long, long time. You need no other laxative in the house because that great big bottle of syrup pepsin will keep everybody in regular working order for a good long time. You will remember to get syrup pepsin at your own drugstore today, won't you? Ask your druggist for Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. And now, friends, don't forget, we'll see you all again tomorrow at this same time when we meet again on the party line.